at the Supreme Court.
We are going to fight back.
The president's view is that there's a lot of passion.
Keep protesting because keep making your point.
They don't like the results, so they want to change the rules of the game.
A California man is facing federal charges for the attempted murder of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
According to court documents, he said he was there to kill.
How can you say that the justices are protected when there was an attempt on Justice Kavanaugh's life?
Supreme Court justices are now receiving credible threats.
They're having violent demonstrations. They're promoting violence.
I'm just convinced we need to burn it all down. I'm advocating for violence.
Protests erupted across the country after the ruling yesterday.
A demonstration in Phoenix ended with troopers using tear gas.
The radical left rampaging across the country over Roe versus Wade.
Abortion and pregnancy clinics have experienced a rash of vandalism in the last few months.
The attacks are rapidly increasing in both numbers and severity. We have gone from graffiti and vandalism to arson fires and firebombs.
A pregnancy center just blocks away from Capitol Hill was vandalized overnight.
Someone threw a Molotov cocktail into the office of an anti-abortion group.
Nothing has been truly done about it.
You're listening to the Matt Clark Report. Conservative talk for real patriots, because freedom is on the ballot. Here's your host, Matt Clark.
Good afternoon, Patriots. Welcome to another episode of Matt Clark Report. We're broadcasting live from New York to around the country and to around the world. So thank you very much for tuning in on this Thursday morning. We are just 5 days away from learning the fate of America. Just 5 days. That's it, people. It is the home stretch. We're praying for a GOP win. We're praying to take back the House. We're praying to take back the Senate. We're praying to take back America. Just a word of advice before we get into the show, and we have a lot of breaking news to cover today. Don't wait until the last minute to find out where your polling station is. If you've moved recently and you're unsure as to whether or not you are registered in your town of residence, make sure you changed your registration to your new town. The last thing you want to do is show up to the polls and be told that you're at the wrong poll when you only have a few hours or however long it is that you have before those polls close. It's a horrible situation to be in. So just a word of advice. Early voting across the United States is open. If it's open in your home state, get there early. If you want to go on the day like I personally do, I'm more of a traditionalist. I like to go on election day with my ID in hand and vote so those sneaky Dems have nothing or no opportunities to, who knows what their antics are. But I like to just go in person on the day, make sure I literally put my ballot through that machine and see that little green mark tick that my vote has been accepted. So that's a word of advice. We're going to get straight into it today. We have breaking news. Donald Trump is suing Letitia James. He is going after Tish James personally. He's had enough. He's furious with the personal attacks, which is all this has been from Letitia James, the attorney general in New York, who from day one, while on the campaign trail, made it very clear that pretty much the only reason she even wanted to become New York's attorney general was to go after Donald Trump. Trump's had enough. He's now saying, listen, I'm sick of it. I'm hitting back. He filed a lawsuit. So Trump hit back yesterday. He announced on True Social that he filed a lawsuit against the, quote, crooked and highly partisan attorney general. What does this mean exactly? What is exactly going on according to Trump? So a little bit of the backstory before I get into this article. But Letitia James, like the J6 committee, like the FBI, is going after Trump for basically nonsense, as usual. The Democrats are obsessed with keeping Trump out of power. That's all this is. But Republicans, fortunately, aren't the only ones getting frustrated with the situation. Democrats are now finding themselves, Democrat voters, that is, are finding themselves just as frustrated with the alphabet agencies because nothing actually comes from any of these investigations. They're getting Democrats all worked up, wound up, and it's now backfiring on the likes of Liz Cheney, Letitia James, because nothing ever happens. It's all smoke and mirrors. It's all to fool Democrat voters into thinking something's actually going to be done, that they're finally going to indict Trump, that Trump's going to finally see his day in court. Trump is never going to see his day in court. And I hate to break it to you, libs. Trump will never, ever, ever see the inside of a jail cell. It will never happen. Because in order for that to happen, Hunter Biden and Joe Biden would also need to see the inside of a jail cell. Now, the Democrats are becoming frustrated, the Democrat voters. And I see it every day on Twitter. I see it on social media. I see them getting extremely stressed out because they're thinking, what the hell? Why does the FBI go after Trump, but then nothing happens? Why does the J6 committee go after Trump, but nothing happens? Why have we gone to impeach Trump twice, but nothing happens? The answer is very simple. Trump's done nothing wrong. If he did anything wrong, he'd be proven guilty. But this whole thing is just smoke and mirrors to try to fool you Democrats so that you are deterred from ever voting for this guy again. So that if Trump does run in 2024, that you're so turned off and disgusted with him that there's absolutely no chance that you vote for him. But this little strategy by the Democrats is actually backfiring because now the Democrat voters are losing faith in the Democrat Party. And it's almost to the point now where Democrats are waking up. They're wising up to the fact that Letitia James has nothing on Trump, that J6 committee has nothing on Trump, that the FBI has nothing on Trump. And they're starting to think, do I really want to vote for Democrats anymore when they're actually not out for law and order? They're out because of a personal vendetta. And that's all it is. So Democrats are now losing faith in our judicial system because they keep seeing their alphabet agencies, their left arm extensions of the Democrat Party, go after the likes of Trump and other GOP members. Nothing ever happens. They start to lose faith, but that also wakes them up in the meantime. So it's a strategy that the Democrats are failing at. It's a strategy that Letitia James is now failing at. But failing isn't good enough. Trump is doing the right thing by taking it a step further and saying, screw this, I'm now going after you personally. For what exactly, we don't know yet. I'm going to assume it's for defamation of character. It's for slander. Letitia James, this is clearly a power grab. It's a political move just weeks before the midterm, which could seriously jeopardize Donald Trump's reputation. And if this little political stunt by Letitia James even costs him one vote, that's enough for Trump to sue her for defamation. Businesses do it all the time. If I lose a single dollar because you slandered my business illegally, costing me money, guess what? You owe me that money. So I'm very pleased to see Donald Trump go after Letitia James because Letitia James has nothing. And we're going to get into that in just a minute. I'm going to prove to you guys now that she has nothing. Although Trump's lawyer, Alina Haba, already did that weeks ago. I'll play you that video in just a second as well. So Letitia James has nothing on Trump. Trump's now saying, you're hurting my character. This is slander now. Therefore, I'm going after you. So hitting back, former President Donald Trump announced that he is suing the corrupt New York Attorney General Letitia James on Wednesday. He said on Truth Social yesterday, today, I filed a lawsuit in Florida State Circuit Court. Good move, Trump. Well done doing this in Florida, because God knows we wouldn't have a leg to stand on if this happened or if he filed in New York. So he's filed the lawsuit down in Florida, in Florida State Circuit Court against Attorney General of New York State, Letitia Peekaboo James. Trump posted on social True Social. He said, "Today I filed a lawsuit in Florida State Circuit Court against the corrupt Attorney General of New York State, Letitia Peekaboo James. New York State is one of the most crime-ridden places on earth, with murders, robberies, drug deals, and every other form of crime setting records on a weekly basis." It's true. It's horrendous. If you live in New York, you better be voting for Lee Zeldin. Because if we do not get the wretched and heinous Kathy Hochul out of power, we're going to see the Big Apple and every town around it for miles to come get destroyed in crime. We're already seeing the crime spread from New York City throughout upstate New York, Westchester, and other areas. Crime is not isolated to the cities. It will make its way to the suburban towns. When they realize, hey, we can get away with this all over New York State. So it is riddled with crime, robberies, drug deals, and every other form of crime setting records on a weekly basis. Trump said, while James does nothing to protect New York against these violent crimes and criminals, she attacks great and upstanding businesses, the Trump Organization being one of them. So Trump elaborated further in a Save America PAC statement. He said, well, James does nothing to protect New York against these crimes. She's going after successful job and tax producing Trump Organization that I have painstakingly built over a long period of years. And he has. And what's crazy about this situation is it's not like Trump launched Trump Organization 3 years ago. Okay, Trump's been running this business for decades. He took it from his dad, who ran the business for decades. Whatever Trump's gotten away with has been allowed by the legal system, has been allowed by tax loopholes. Trump's not an idiot. And even if he was an idiot, he's got enough money to hire some of the best lawyers and tax attorneys the country can afford him. He's crossed his T's. He's dotted his I's. Letitia has nothing on Donald Trump. And we'll watch a video in just a second of his lawyer proving just that. According to Newsmax, Trump has not expressly stated the details of the lawsuit, although I assume it's going to have something to do with defamation of character or slander. But he did continue to levy claims that James only seeks to damage him politically. And I absolutely 100% am on board with that assumption. Why am I on board with that assumption? Well, because here's a video of the very corrupt Letitia James, who ran in 2008 for New York State Attorney General. She called Trump an illegitimate president. Funny how it's okay for Democrats to call Republican presidents illegitimate, but as soon as we call Biden an illegitimate president, we're now crazy right-wing lunatic election deniers. So here we have Letitia James on video, on record, calling Trump an illegitimate president, promised, quote, to be a pain in his ass, and said Trump was fueling her soul and that she looked forward every day to suing Trump. Let's have a listen.
Please sue him for us.
Oh, we're going to definitely sue him. We're going to be a real pain in the ass.
I will never be afraid to challenge this illegitimate president.
We need to focus on Donald Trump. We need to follow his money.
What is fueling my soul right now is Trump.
This illegitimate president. I look forward to going into the office of Attorney General every day, suing him, and then going home.
Please.
She is an unhinged Democrat. She is the ideal definition of what we call Trump derangement syndrome. She is the Liz Cheney of New York. And we have got to put an end to these obsessed politicians who are out for Donald Trump personally, because they're destroying America at the same time. Look at the division that this has caused this nation. Look at how divided we are over one single man and the left's obsession with making sure that he never sees the inside of the Oval Office again. First of all, that's not up to Liz Cheney. That's not up to Letitia James. That's up to us, we the people. And it's very dangerous what's going on to with threats against our republic right now. I've heard this a lot from the Democrats. Marjorie Taylor Greene shouldn't be qualified to run. Donald Trump isn't qualified to run. Ted Cruz and his dangerous rhetoric makes him unqualified to run for re-election. First of all, there's nothing in the Constitution that says somebody must be qualified, or if they're unqualified, they cannot run. That is up to us, we the people, to decide. I will decide with my vote whether Marjorie Taylor Greene is qualified. Well, I can't legally because I live in New York, but Georgians down there will decide if she's qualified. The Democrats are constantly out to destroy the Constitution. And when they say statements like, I don't think this person's qualified to run, that is them attacking the Constitution again. They completely disregard how our Constitution is written. They're constantly challenging what certain amendments or our founding fathers meant when they wrote that rule. But that is not up to them to decipher and try to decode and try to crack the Constitution, because we know they're only going to decode it in their favor. Personally, I'm growing sick and tired of constantly defending the Constitution. I'm growing sick and tired of having to sleep with one eye open. I'm growing sick and tired of having to worry whether I'm going to have to pull my kid from public schools because they're going to strip medical freedom away from the thousands, the millions of students across the country. This is what the Democrats do, and they're doing it more and more as we get closer to the midterms. And we're going to see it all over again as we get closer to the presidency. So I wrote an article about Trump's lawyer's reaction to Letitia James going after Trump. So let me explain real quick before I show you Alina Habba's rebuttal to Letitia James' lawsuit. Let me explain the backstory here. Why did Letitia James file a lawsuit against Donald Trump? This is what they want to get him on. First of all, it's a civil lawsuit, not a criminal lawsuit. It's a civil lawsuit. And they're trying to say that Trump overinflated his property prices. I mean, this is how desperate these people are getting. Okay, this is how it's a ridiculous story. They're trying to suggest that Trump overinflated prices to get favorable bank lending terms. The better you make your valuations look, the better terms you're going to get from the bank. So this is all they have. Is it illegal to do that, to lie to the banks? Absolutely. But Trump didn't lie. Trump valued his properties as at what he honestly believed his properties were valued at. Letitia James is trying to suggest that he criminally and falsely overvalued his properties. But here's where Letitia James completely loses the case altogether. When Trump submitted the documentation for all of his properties, he always provides a disclosure, which I did report on and provided proof of the disclosure in one of my articles a few months back. Trump always provides a 4 to 5 page disclosure that very clearly says, take these with a grain of salt. Deutsche Bank, Goldman Sachs, PricewaterhouseCoopers, if they actually value, I'm throwing a couple names out that might not actually be the valuation companies. I know Goldman Sachs does. I believe PricewaterhouseCoopers does. We'll get into that in just a second. But Trump made it clear to these accounting firms, you need to do your own due diligence. We have provided what we believe these properties to be valued at. Now you need to do your own due diligence. You have the final say on what you think they're worth. Doesn't mean Trump's going to agree with them, but Trump's very smart in relieving himself of the financial liability by saying, I'm not the expert here. My team put together these valuations the best we see fit based on market valuations in New York City. You need to now do the final stamp of approval. And Alina Haba explained that very well when she appeared on Newsmax. Let's take a look at that video.
Uh-oh, are you worried about this? You seem very serious. What's going on? Is this a bad...
Oh, I'm so serious. Yes, I'm so concerned. 3 years of investigation. I had no idea this was coming. And 48 days before an election. Of course, we knew this was coming. This is a typical political stunt by the DNC. Not worried at all. No, all not
right,
at all.
All right, so...
Valuations are incredibly subjective, as you know.
Right. I mean, and I don't even think... I'm not sure there's a law, and we should emphasize... This is a civil case. They tried to present it civil. As if it was some sort of an indictment. Do me a favor for the non-lawyers. Right. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm happy to break it down for the non-lawyers. So Letitia James took this beautiful stage of pomp and circumstance, and she said that this was, you know, she was... We are barring the Trump Organization from doing business in New York. We are barring Donald Trump from doing business in New York. No, okay, first of all, you don't have the authority to do that. Let's be clear. This is a civil case. What is a civil case? Civil case is damages, monetary damages. Very different than a criminal case, which is you go to jail. This is a civil case. She's asking for money. We don't have a victim. Deutsche Bank made a lot of money off the Trump Organization. However, she's took the stand today. Why? Because she's down in the polls. So we sit here and we watch this, and it's a shame because she really misled the public today. I really believe that. I watched her try and pretend that my client was a fraudster and all of these things. Meanwhile, he used accounting firms. He used outside Cushman and Wakefield, major firms that went and did valuations of companies. And then his statement of financial condition was completely discredited by a four-page disclaimer where he said, basically, this is not an audit. This isn't an accounting statement. You got to do your own work and due diligence. And by the way, Deutsche Bank, they do their own due diligence. They're not a schmucky little bank from, you know, South Jersey. So sorry.
Okay. Well, look, I actually am a bit of I have a hobby. I like New York City buildings. I've always liked the skyline, and I know a little bit about what buildings cost. And when she came out and said that 40 Wall Street should only have been valued at $200 million in 2011. Yeah. And I think we have a picture of the building. I knew she was wrong. I knew it. She said $200 million. Donald Trump said, apparently in the financial papers, that it was worth $524 million. I don't know if you saw earlier in the show, we showed about six buildings that sold or were valued in 2011 for that figure or more, comparable size, and some not nearly as iconic, famous, or interesting as 40 Wall Street. She does not know, literally not know what she's talking about.
No, she has no idea about commercial real estate. That is very clear by this complaint. Number one. Number two, when you have a Trump property, that's a unicorn property. That's what we call that. That's something that has a brand value and has real estate value. He's got some of the best buildings in New York. So you want to sit there and tell me, oh, Trump, do you know what a property's worth? It's worth what someone's willing to pay for it. It doesn't matter what Letitia James thinks. She has no real estate background. She's literally investigating everybody and anybody, Cushman and Wakefield, Weiser Mazars. She'll go after Deutsche Bank. She'll go after anyone to advance her political career. There is no place for that in the judicial system. And I have other clients that deal with this. If you're a Republican, if you are sitting there and you are trying to fight for your business, who happens to be successful in a Democratic state, you should not have a prejudicial judge in front of you, and you should be treated the same. But that's not the way we operate, unfortunately, in this country anymore. That's the problem. That is the problem.
I know. I only have a few seconds left.
So I thought that was a brilliant explanation by Alina Haba. I mean, if it doesn't get any clearer than that. And that is why this entire thing is such a corrupt pile of insanity. And this is why Democrats, if you're listening to this show, absolutely nothing ever happens when they go after Trump, because half the time it's baseless claims. And you can laugh at me all you want for it. You can throw LOL emojis until you're blue in the face up on social media. But the fact of the matter is, people, that Donald Trump is still free. He hasn't been indicted. They've gone after him twice, impeached. never convicted. The FBI ransacked their house. We're still trying to figure out what the hell even happened. If that is legit, now you got Letitia James added to the queue. Guys, stay with me. We'll be back after this message.
Are you worried about the effects that higher inflation rates will have on your investments? Are you trying to secure your retirement savings against losses, but you notice that inflation is a hot topic these days? But how dangerous are low inflation rates on your retirement savings? An inflation rate of 2% may not seem like much, but it means that prices will just about quintuple over the lifetime of the average American. And 4% average inflation rate means that something that costs $1 when they're born will cost $23 when they die. That demonstrates the danger of even low inflation rates. So when it comes to gold and inflation rates, many investors want to know whether inflation rates have an effect on gold prices. What history indicates is that over the long term, increased inflation should lead to correspondingly higher gold prices. From September 1971 to August 2020, gold grew 7.5 times as much as inflation. Not only can an investment in physical gold help protect your assets against the damage done by inflation, it can also help grow the value of your retirement portfolio over the long term. If you're looking to protect your retirement assets, why wait until stock markets crash and gold begins to rise in price?
Welcome back to the show. We spent the first segment going through the fact that Letitia James and her obsessive, compulsive TDS just holds no weight in this case. And Trump's now going after her. He's suing her. Before the show started, I was reading some comments, and one guy asked, why did it take Trump this long? You guys have to remember, Trump's got to get his ducks in a row. His legal team needs time to understand where they're at with all of these lawsuits. I mean, this guy is, we only hear about a handful of lawsuits against former President Donald Trump. God knows how many of the lawsuits people throw at him every single day. This poor guy just spends his entire life getting crapped on by lawsuit after lawsuit. And it's not because he's doing anything wrong. It's because when you're that rich and famous and powerful, people just want to take you down. And we're seeing that on a daily basis by the left. People just can't stand seeing how successful is. They can't stand seeing how popular is. And Hillary Clinton is now back on the scene, running her little mouth, trying to get him out. Here's Hillary Clinton on Joy Reid yesterday, weighing in on the stupidity of all of this. And again, trying to convince the American people that Republicans are the only extremists, are the only violent ones, constantly going back to J6, which, by the way, was 2 hours. I'm not trying to undermine it. It was a very crappy day in our history. You know, things got out of control. People turned violent. There's no disputing that. But they got it under control very quickly. Republicans condemned the violence, unlike what we saw during the BLM Summers of Love, where it just went on and on and on. 2 years of BLM riots, Antifa riots, Kamala Harris bailing out criminals, Maxine Waters calling for violence, Chris Cuomo saying, who said that protests need to be peaceful? I mean, it was just disgusting that the Democrats allowed it to go on. And here we have 2 hours of riots. And my God, you'd think we burned down America. You think we, you know, actually followed through with some of the things that they said we attempted to follow through. The whole Mike Pence situation, attempting to hang him. I mean, it's all ridiculous. But here's Hillary Clinton now running her mouth on Joy Reid, suggesting that, you know, we're part of a cult and that when crimes are committed against Democrats, we couldn't care less, which is totally untrue and false.
Well, I think your question kind of answers itself, Joy. there's always been a streak of violence, of racism, misogyny, anti-Semitism, as you said. But I think what we're seeing today, and it has certainly been thrown into very high relief by the horrific attack on Paul Pelosi, is not just an aberration where one or two people or a small group engage in that kind of violent rhetoric and urge people to take action against political figures like her, like me, like others. We're seeing a whole political party and those who support it, those who enable it, those who run under its banner, engaging in behavior that is so dangerous. And I find, frankly, disqualifying for people who are running for office. You know,
so there's that word again. I find it disqualifying. Again, Hillary, that's not your choice. We will decide whether we want to disqualify, and we'll decide that by our votes. We will decide whether we disqualify Republican candidates. So here we have Hillary Clinton running her mouth, blah, 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 and Joy Reid. And Joy Reid's just eating up every freaking ridiculous word of it and saying that, when Republicans are attacked, when Democrats are attacked, we don't hear a word out of it. That's not true. Okay, Ted Cruz has come out and condemned the attack on Paul Pelosi. What I do want to remind you all is that we still do not have a shred of evidence of this attack. It may come out, but right now America is taking the Democrats' word as gospel, which to me says, have y'all learned nothing over the last 2 years? So we have Hillary running her mouth, Joe Biden on last night on national television saying how disgusting we are for the attack on Paul Pelosi. First of all, the guy had gay pride BLM flags hanging in his front yard. Second of all, we haven't seen a single video of this attack, not a single video. And I highlighted that this morning on Facebook. I said, FYI, people, you have zero evidence of what went down in the Paul Pelosi household. Zero. It's not to say that it won't come out, but right now, the Democrats are once again getting their voters, riling their base on an occurrence that we still don't know actually happened. We have zero evidence of it. You could tell me, well, the FBI said, or the CIA said, or the San Francisco police said, okay, great. Since when have they been a beacon of freaking honesty for America? We know the FBI says a lot that doesn't necessarily support the right-wing voters. They say a lot to get the Democrats riled up, and it's mostly in their favor. So we know that the FBI and the CIA and the San Francisco Police Department or whatever aren't that truthful, to be honest. Nevertheless, it's hearsay. And in the court of law, hearsay is thrown out the window. It's inadmissible. So we have Hillary Clinton trying to get the country more divided. We have Barack Obama out there dividing the country. Biden, again, dividing the country. So who are the real insurrectionists here? Who are the real hateful party in America? Because as far as I'm concerned, I don't really hear Mitch McConnell out there slamming Democrats on a daily basis. I don't hear Ted Cruz calling for violence on Democrats. It's constantly Democrats slamming Republicans, suggesting that we're the dangerous, evil extremists in America and that we need to put a stop to this violent rhetoric ASAP. I just don't hear it. I don't hear it. I hear them talking about it. I hear them claiming we're doing it, but I actually don't see too much evidence of it. So Hillary Clinton, who let's be honest, who wants to listen to Hillary anyway, continues to stroke and fan the flames of the divisiveness that her party continuously causes. Well, I don't think it's going to hurt the campaign too much, because breaking news for the first time Oz actually pulled ahead of Fetterman. Herschel Walker is actually pulling ahead of Raphael Warnock. New Hampshire is now a pickup state. All of this, these desperate attempts by the Republicans aren't really doing much to sway the American voter. It's just been one failure after the next. Here we go. Pennsylvania, Oz versus Fetterman. For the first time, we have
Every time
Oz
we go to Ukraine,
up
we see
in
hope.
The polls.
Hope to have a home that hasn't been
Which
involved.
Is amazing. Because, and we all know we take these polls with a grain of salt. But the fact of the matter is, we finally have these polls putting Oz up. Oz is up 0.3. This gives Pennsylvania a pickup in the Senate. They're calling for a Georgia pickup in the Senate. They're calling for an Arizona pickup in the Senate. And they're calling for now a New Hampshire pickup in the Senate. So we have these four states, and we now have Oz leading the polls. And I know what you're thinking. How insane is it that Oz is only ahead by 0.03? The guy is running against literally a mentally handicapped candidate. Now, this is no slam against stroke victims. I'm sorry for what Fetterman's going or dealing with. I'm sorry that he had a stroke. Strokes are devastating for families. It just ruins your health. It ruins the lives of around you. It's a very difficult thing to deal with. The insane part, however, is that the Democrats continue to put somebody like Oz or like Fetterman forward instead of saying, you know what, you're not really fit to run, so you should probably bow out. What's even more insane is that the Democrat voters are like, oh, okay, well, we got a guy who can't even think for himself. He can't even talk without reading the captions that are coming across the screen. But I'm cool with that. We're just going to vote for him. Let's throw him a sympathy vote, because for some reason in America, it's all about participation trophies. This is the world we live in. This is the country that we now have to deal with, participation trophies. And it's happening on a political scale. It's almost like the Democrats are throwing the same participation trophies that they throw their kids in first grade soccer. They're now want to award politicians with these trophies. Hey, you know what? It's just cool that he showed up, and we can't hold it against him that he's a stroke. Like hell you can't. And that's exactly what they should be doing, is holding it against Fetterman that he's had a stroke. And this is what amazes me right now, that Fetterman is only down by 0.03. Now, it is a very left-leaning set of polls that are putting them down. So let's maybe give him a couple points margin of error here. Really, I think Oz is up 2-4%. If Oz doesn't win by a landslide, something is seriously wrong with this country. Heading over to New Hampshire. Let's see what's going on in New Hampshire, because this is another pickup state that gives the Senate the win. 53-47, 54-46. They're calling it right now. They're projecting it. Real Clear Politics. Here we go. In New Hampshire, we have Hassan up 0.5. That is another state that originally we did not expect to pick up, that we're now thinking we may actually have this state in the bag, giving the Republicans that Senate win. Real Clear Politics, which does take an average, by the way, of a lot of different polls. The Real Clear Politics does not do a poll themselves. What they do is they take the aggregate of all the New Hampshire Senate polls, and they show what they expect to happen. So here we are in New Hampshire. They're calling it for New Hampshire. It's a toss-up right now. Although they're giving Hassan a 0.5% lead, it's still a toss-up. So all of these attacks on Republicans, Joe Biden out there spewing his divisiveness, Hillary Clinton now getting involved in spewing her divisiveness. It's just not working. And we're seeing a huge red wave coming. We're seeing an absolutely epic tsunami of what we believe is going to be a monumental win for the Republican Party. So let's stay tuned. Let's have faith. Get out there, get that early voting in, and we'll see what happens. See you guys tomorrow, same time.